Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February 22nd, 2010. The Jerusalem municipality plans to construct 550 new homes for settlers in the occupied east side of the city. Also, clashes erupt in Hebron, southern West Bank. An Israeli settlers organization announced Monday a plan by the Israeli-controlled Jerusalem municipality to construct 550 new settler homes in Jerusalem's East City. This new plan follows a number issued last year to construct 2,327 settlement homes in the city. In the West Bank, five Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli troops on Monday in morning invasions. The attacks targeted a number of West Bank communities. The Israeli Army Radio announced that all were moved to military camps for questioning. They added that all were on their wanted list. In other news, one Palestinian youth sustained moderate wounds in Hebron, south in the West Bank, and dozens suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes that erupted between local residents and Israeli soldiers. The demonstration began Monday morning with residents protesting Israel's decision to list the Ibrahimi Mosque as a Jewish heritage site. Elsewhere in the West Bank, Israeli settlers threw stones at Palestinian cars near Nablus, breaking several windshields and wounding a Palestinian doctor on Sunday. According to local news sources, the incident took place on the Nablus-Jenin Road in the northern West Bank. It is a part of a pattern of attacks by settlers against Palestinians in that area that has significantly increased in recent weeks. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian fighters from the Al-Nasr Salah al-Din brigades clashed with Israeli forces on Monday at midday at the northern border with Israel. The brigades issued a press release stating that the attack today comes as part of the group's efforts to prevent the daily invasion into northern Gaza by Israel. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Walter Jones.